now. Another famous 56.com air check.
Denver, 1973.
Record 1968, Willie Chamber and the Chambers Brothers at Orange Des Moines at WFI. And it's 12:03. I got a headline request for all my good folks up Pottstown, Pennsylvania. Free ride we are this morning with Edgar Winter.
The mountain is high.
And this is Joel. No, that's free ride. The Edgar Winter group at WFI. Oh, this is Joel Denver. It's 12:06. All hit music time.
I am the Shadow. On the prowl, ready to give you a brand new 1974 car just for listening to WFIL. Here's how it works. I'll stop in front of a house somewhere in the Delaware Valley and announce the address. If any permanent resident of that house signals he's tuned to WFIL, within 56 seconds, he wins a brand new car.
This is Rex Harrison. For a 15th century knight in armor, like Don Quixote, standard safety equipment included 150-pound breastplate, 230-pound leggings, and a 28-pound helmet. Altogether, it weighed 138 pounds and took 40 minutes to get into. In your modern vehicle, standard safety equipment is a 2-ounce belt that can be put on in 1.5 seconds. So, buckle up.
Hi, I'm a call for action volunteer operator. Got problems? Call for action. No hassles, just answers. Greenwood 75312. WFIL call for action lines are open weekdays, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Call for action, Greenwood 75312.
WFIL.
Loving you could be so easy.
Take it on you, baby. So let me on in the Osmond Brothers at WFIL. It's 12:10. This is Joel Denver. Fair skies overnight. Overnight low to 47. Today's high going up to 72 with sunny skies after the fog burns off. It's 53 with Helen Reddy.
Big old ruby red dress.
Ready, and she's hitbound again with Ruby Redress on the Joel Denver Show from WFIL. We're at 1 a.m. this morning. Chris Chandler has a program, a heavy program, and it's lined up just for you. In 1963, solid gold. This is Terry Stafford. Talk about suspicion.
Every time you kiss me, I'm still not served.
The president's lawyers told Judge Sirica that Mr. Nixon would comply fully with the court order to turn the tapes over for the judge's private inspection. Sirica will now be able to listen to the tapes and decide which portions are to be sent to the grand jury. But the controversy over the tapes may not be over yet. The appeals court has given the president broad discretion to challenge any decision which Sirica makes to turn over a portion of the tapes to the grand jury. The court has established a very complicated and elaborate procedure which could result in more delays and court hearings over what to give the grand jury. Another complicating factor is the provision which allows the Watergate prosecutor to oppose White House challenges to Sirica's decisions. Now that the Watergate prosecution is back under White House control, it is not known if the opposition to White House challenges over the tapes will be strong. David Dyer at the federal courthouse in Washington.
Nixon's tape turnover decision does not completely quiet the talk of impeachment proceedings. Democratic leaders ordered an inquiry into the ouster question. A reaction to this latest action, Pennsylvania Senator Hugh Scott, the ranking GOP Senate leader, was pleased, and he told WFIL why he feels the president did it.
Rather than go through weeks and months of further uncertainty and distress, the president decided it was better to give the tapes to Judge Sirica and to have him hear them in chambers and to follow the guidelines set down by the Second Court of Appeals, which will protect all of us against the release of national security or national defense information on the tapes.
Correspondent Gene Gibbons now has a wrap of other congressional reaction.
President Nixon's decision to surrender his Watergate-related White House tapes has not stopped congressional talk of impeachment. Several House members who introduced resolutions of impeachment said they have no plans to withdraw the proposals. And the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, Congressman Peter Rodino of New Jersey, indicated his panel will press ahead with a preliminary impeachment inquiry. However, the House Democratic leader, Thomas Tip O'Neill of Massachusetts, said the seriousness of the impeachment threat now has been dampened. O'Neill and other House leaders have been working frantically to contain the clamor to remove the president, and Mr. Nixon's decision is likely to strengthen their hand. Gene Gibbons, Capitol Hill.
The president, meanwhile, will go on nationwide TV and radio at 9 o'clock tonight to further explain his actions. It is early Wednesday in the Middle East, and despite a second UN Security Council ceasefire resolution, the fighting goes on. A Syrian communique reports a naval battle underway between Syrian and Israeli gunboats off a northern Syrian port. Syria says Israeli gunboats and helicopters attempted to attack civilian installations, and that one Israeli gunboat was sunk and two others were hit. Egypt reports fierce land fighting and says Israeli ceasefire violations continued through the day. Egypt said Israel fired at Egyptian positions on both sides of the Suez Canal. Egypt says Israel lost three Mirages and four Phantoms, a large number of tanks and vehicles in yesterday's battles. Israel, too, blamed its enemies for the ceasefire violations. The Jewish state claims its forces are within 37 miles of Cairo and are strong enough to launch an offensive if Arab attack continues. The Israelis also say that Syrian forces are badly beaten and Egyptian troops are on the verge of defeat, while many Egyptian soldiers are on the east bank of the Suez Canal surrendering. Cambodian President Lon Nol has asked Parliament to extend martial rule in his nation for another 6 months. Western diplomatic sources say the extension broadens the government's power and underlies the government's seriousness about a negotiated peace with rebel forces. 56 News, Ballack-Kinwood, Pennsylvania. A 40-year-old man found beaten and shot to death inside his Ballack-Kinwood apartment yesterday. Police say Burton Borish had been bludgeoned and shot several times. The telephone lines in his house had been cut. The building had been ransacked. No suspects yet. A 16-year-old Whitpain Township, Montgomery County youth charged in the beating death of an Ocean City, New Jersey girl whose body was found last Friday in Washington Park, Norristown. The suspect, Stephen Walicki of Montgomery County, has been charged in the death of 16-year-old Rita Pickford. Former Philadelphia Inquirer reporter Harry Carafin died yesterday at Greaterford Prison, where he was serving a sentence for extortion and blackmail. According to a Monco deputy coroner, the 57-year-old Carafin died of natural causes. A prison spokesman said Carafin had been suffering from cancer. Phoenixville Mayor Joseph Daugherty resigned yesterday after pleading guilty to charges of malfeasance and misfeasance in office. Daugherty was placed on an accelerated rehabilitation program. He's accused of accepting bribes in exchange for overlooking an illegal gambling operation. Deliberations are on for the night in the trial of former Redevelopment Authority Chairman Bruce Baldwin in Philadelphia. He's charged with the statutory rape of a 14-year-old girl. The 66-year-old Baldwin has denied all guilt. He was arrested last March on the rape and prostitution and other charges. Well, in sports action last night, in the NBA, the Philadelphia 76ers were idle, and they'll play the Trailblazers in Portland later on tonight. In NBA games last night, the Capitol Bullets beat the New York Knicks 101-84. Cleveland beat Portland 103-96. Los Angeles over Houston 107-98. In the National Hockey League last night, the Toronto Maple Leafs skated to a 2-2 tie with the Minnesota North Stars. The St. Louis Blues beat the Boston Bruins. That score was 3-2. The Philadelphia Flyers were off. They'll be off until Thursday night when they host the Canadiens of the Spectrum. Elsewhere in sports action on Monday, Lee McPhail had been elected president of the American Baseball League, succeeding Joe Cronin. The 55-year-old McPhail takes office January 1st. Cronin was thrown upstairs to chairman of the board of the directors. Yogi Berra signed a new 3-year contract as manager of the National League champion New York Mets yesterday. General manager Bob Scheffing says there was never any doubt about Yogi's coming back. It was just a formality in getting a board meeting together and sit down and negotiate. The Atlanta Falcons have sent running back Joe Prophet to the New Orleans Saints for a future draft choice. WFIL News Time, 12:23.
The following message involves a subject so dirty, we find it embarrassing to even talk about it. A In case you missed the point, it is simply this. Dirty air caused by automobile exhaust and industrial waste also causes illness in many people, particularly those already suffering from respiratory disease. If you are one of them, inhale indoors until the air clears.
Join with your lung association in the fight against air pollution. It's a matter of life and breath.
56 forecast.
Fair overnight, mostly sunny this morning after some fog and haze in the morning. The overnight low, 47. Today's high, 72. Winds 7. WFIL temperature, 52. Tony Bruno, WFIL News.
Joel Denver, WFIL Music.
WFIL, that's Edgar, not Edgar Winter, that's Gary Glitter, part two, and rock and roll, buddy. It's 1227, this is Elton John.
When are you gonna come down? When are you going to land?
WFIL, Philadelphia, non-stop music.
LA.
Georgia, Gladys Knight at WFIL is 1233. Got a Joel Denver rock and roll radio program for you. And the headlines, they are wide open, baby. 215-263-8900. South Jersey, 966-3900. Just call me up and I'll put on what you want to get put on with this morning. The Space Race for you by Billy Preston. To the ears, doesn't it? If you listen kind of close. Space Race, that's Billy Preston on the Joel Denver Show from WFIL with Elvis Presley next.
W-F-I-L.
We're keeping the memories alive, the heart and soul of rock and roll.
Ron Turner playing the hits for you.